stuff in there. I forgot.
I don't know. Do you want to do it one time, or do you want to do it
10%
one time?
10% of your speed,
I can try it.
10% of your speed.
I'm going to try it after you do that.
I'll try it. I'll try it.
Nice.
Or unless you want to try it.
I want to try it.
Start on the head. One, two, one, two, three, four. Well, it's kind of like in between what Billy Higgins does on the record. Most people end up playing it straight, so most people like kind of almost do like that surfer thing. So like, I kind of like trying. I was just trying to do it more like Billy Higgins, where he kind of is in between the two. Does like that New Orleans thing where it's like mm-hmm.
that in between the straight and swing?
I'll kind of show you a little bit. Let's see if I can. So, let's see. Easiest way to, I guess the easiest way for me to explain it is to show it, right? So, we've got even eighths, right? We've got 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. First to the third partial of the triplet. One triplet, two triplet, but so what happens is if you... I would say if I was playing like that, I'd probably play more swing-like, or if you were playing, like, because the Billy Higgins thing, I'd say it's almost in the swing straight kind of thing. It's almost more in the swing. Like that could still, like, you know, that could just be seen as, like, a really crisp swing, right? Somebody who's, like a Billy Joe or, like, kind of thing. Well, like a Art Taylor. Answer would be I would just kind of play more like swing over that. The long answer is it's a whole universe, like everything else in music.
So ideally somewhere between the two.
Yeah, somewhere between the two. Okay. And it's like something you can work on, because everybody, and this is kind of like what I was talking about when we were doing the quarter note exercise way back when I first saw you guys, is it's that kind of thing, is that kind of one of the lessons of the quarter note exercise that I think is important, is that everybody perceives and feels time differently. And that's not a bad thing, but what you want to be able to do is you want to be able to get as close as you can to matching somebody else's time. When we talk about like the pocket, right? You know, you talk about like pocket and groove. Well, what is groove, right? You know, it's like, oh yeah, man, that's groove. And like you hear it. So what groove is if you're going to kind of intellectualize it, is when the everybody's time feel is in sync in some kind of way. And it doesn't have to be in sync like everybody's playing like the same exact same quarter note. Maybe the bassist is ahead of the beat and the drummer's behind the beat or vice versa. But groove is when everybody's time is kind of working together to create a sort of feeling of propulsion and effect, right, in that sense. So yes, for something like this, it's like, it's weird because with time is you want to be firm and you want to be committed to your own time feel and say, well, this is where the tempo is, this is where the quarter note is. But you also want to be able to be a little bit malleable as to you kind of match with somebody, but you don't want to be too malleable, because when you're too willing to go with somebody, that's when you start to rush and drag, because then it's like, oh, the drummer's a little ahead of the beat, so I'm going to go really ahead of the beat. Then the drummer's like, okay, well, now I got to go ahead of the beat, and then, you know, so on and so forth. Or when you're dragging, it's like somebody's way behind the beat, and then you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go way behind. like, I remember hearing this, I forget who it was, but it was some bass player, and he was saying, it's like, when a drummer is behind the beat, he likes to play ahead of the beat, and when a drummer's behind, ahead of the beat, he likes to play behind the beat, because he felt, you know, because then it's kind of like making that equilibrium, making that balance, because, like, if the drummer's ahead of the beat, and the bassist is behind the beat, then it kind of, like, evens itself out. But it depends, you know, because it's like everyone's going to feel it differently. My advice would be don't worry about it too much, because it's something to be aware of. But if you have good time, you have good time, you know. And if you practice with a metronome and you're consistent with how your time is, it doesn't matter if you're a player who plays ahead of the beat or your player who plays behind the beat. That's just the way you feel the beat. But what matters is consistency. If you're, like, in the middle of a phrase and you're, like, unintentionally slipping way behind the beat, that's not a good thing. That's something that you need to work on your time. If it's something, again, I got another sort of thing I was talking about, intention. If it's your intention, like, you can kind of, like, loosen some things up. Like, there's some, like, Ghanaian drum.